I want to just tell you something interesting regarding Bilaam. It seems that everything that Bilaam tried didn't work. He tried to curse Klal Yisrael many times. It was never successful. So, Chaira, Bilaam was the biggest loser in history. But we see that there was one area that he didn't actually fail in. After he saw that cursing Klal Yisrael would not work, he advised Balak to try to get Bnei Yisrael to be Nichshal in Arayis. And at that he was successful. They got the Bnei Mayav, the daughters of Mayav, to try to seduce the Bnei Yisrael, and they succeeded in a very great way. They succeeded not only with Stam people, but even with Anasi, as we know, Zimri and Salu, Anasi le Mate Shimon. He was Nichshal with a princess, Cosby Bas Tzur. How did this work? Why did this work? And if it was such a great idea, why didn't he try this at the beginning? Chari, the pshat is like this. Arayas is what comes from a surfeit of chesed. When there's too much chesed, we find that the Torah calls sometimes arayas ki chesed hu, because it's chesed. What do you mean it's chesed? It's a bad thing, l'chayra. But the pshat is that, essentially, if you look at it, the rais is chesed. Each party is doing a chesed for the other party. What's wrong? Gevaldik. Oilum chesed yibana. The world is built on chesed. What's wrong with the rais? The answer is that a rais, or chesed in its place, is the best thing in the world. That's what the world was made for. But when it goes too far, when this chesed without any boundaries, without any gvulim, without breaks, then it becomes dangerous. Then it can lead to arayas. Din, gvura, is the ability to hold back, to say no. That's the breaks. Chesed is to give, to connect with the other. Gvura is to say no. It stops over here. So, for example, the concept of relationships is good, in the right place. A husband with his wife. People that are mutter to each other. Where they're not mutter, and yet people go with it anyways, that's taking chesed to a place where it doesn't belong. It's akin to having a car that doesn't have, that only has a gas pedal and no brakes. It goes very fast and very far, but the minute you have something in front of it, it crashes because there's no brakes. The brakes are made to stop, to restrain the chesed. That's the idea of gvura, holding back. If you recall, we said that Bilaam's koyach was din, was not chesed. It was the opposite of chesed. His koyach was gvura, was midas hadin, only what's deserved, nothing beyond that. How did the Rabbanu Shlalem stop him from implementing his plan against Bnei Yisrael? The Rabbanu Shlalem said, for this time that Bilaam is acting against Bnei Yisrael, I'm going to take away all of the din in the world. There won't be even that moment of din. There won't even be that little bit in the recipe of the world. There won't be that tiny bit of din that normally is there. What that leads to is that not just in Hashem's anhaga in the world, but in the way people act in the world as well, there was a lack of din. There was a lack of holding back. We see this, actually, in Bilaam himself, when Bilaam was going on the road, so it always says that Rabbanu Shlalem spoke to Bilaam in the name of Elohim. Bilaam said to the people of Balak, that to the leaders of Balak, that we're going to see what Hashem has to say to me. Hashem is the name of the Rabbanu Shlalem, the ultimate name of Hashem. So he was showing off and lying and saying, Hashem comes to me at night, but Hashem never came to him. It was always Elohim. Suddenly, what happens? Bilaam's going on the road with his donkey, and Hashem was angry at him. And who shows up to stop him? A Malach Hashem, not a Malach Elohim. Why is there a Malach Hashem here? Malach Hashem, Hashem, first of all, is a name that doesn't even talk to Bilaam Bechlal. But besides that, Hashem doesn't talk to Bilaam, it's also the name of Rachman and Chesed. Why is that coming here? Shouldn't we have a Malach Elohim? So the pasuk actually says, interestingly, says that Vayera Elov Malach Hashem, it was a Malach Hashem l'satan loy, to be for a satan to him. And Rashi says that though for Russia, for Russia, a Malach Hashem is bad. Whereas for a Tzaddik, Hashem is good. For Russia, Hashem is bad. The Zohar explains this as follows. There was no longer a Midas Adin in the world. The Rebbeinu Shlom could not send the Malach Elokim, because the Malach Elokim, they were inactive for this time. Hashem took away the Din from the world completely. So he only had to send a Malach Hashem. Now, a Malach Hashem, for someone who acts with Din, or someone whose entire Koyach is Din, his Rishis comes from Din, so for him, a Malach Hashem is the ultimate Satan. That's the Satan Loi. It was a Satan for him. It wasn't a Satan for anyone else, because a Malach Hashem is not a Satan. A Satan is Midas Hadin. But for someone who acts with Midas Hadin, the Malach Hashem is a Satan, is an enemy for him. So therefore, Bilam understood that this is what happened. He saw that he was completely, all of the pipes that normally gave him his Ashpois were stuffed. There was no Midas Hadin in the world. He said, if there's no Midas Hadin, that means that people are now susceptible to Arayas. Now's the time. He advised Balak, he should try to seduce Bnei Yisrael, and the attack has succeeded. And he could have succeeded, perhaps, in destroying Klal Yisrael with this. Except that Pinchas came about. Pinchas brought about the solution. What did Pinchas do? What's the solution to too much chesed? Din. Anger. Zam. The Rebbeinu Shlom was meant to be Zoyim. The Rebbeinu Shlom at this point needed to save Klal Yisrael. He had to be Zoyim. Comes along Pinchas, and he took up that Zam. He took up that Kina instead of Hashem. And he killed Zimri, which seems like a Maisach Zarius. Pinchas is brought in Svarim, was also from the side of Din by nature. He was a person of Din. And over here, though, it says, Bekanoyes Kinosi. He took up, Hashem says, I was meant to bring kinna. I was meant to bring zam and din and anger in this circumstance. I didn't, though, because Pinchas took up my kinna. Kano is kinna. See, he was mekana my kinna. But the solution here had to be kinna. The anger and the justice that Hashem would typically enact and supply was done by Pinchas. So he did an act of din, but it wasn't an act of din for its own sake, for a din. It was an act of din as the ultimate chesed. He saved Bnei Yisrael from their arayas through an act of din. He supplied just enough din that the world rebalanced between din and chesed. And as a result, he got Risei Shalom. Right? Hashem declared, people said, you're an achzer, you're a killer. You know, what kind of your Shefech Dam? Hashem said, no. He did the ultimate act of Shalom. He saved everyone. And what was his weapon of choice? This is Gevaldik. What was the weapon of choice that Pinchas used? He used the Reimach. The Torah points it out. Why specifically a Reimach? As we said before, the letters mean something. Reimach is Reish Mem Ches, the Oisiyas Rachim. He took a weapon, which is a weapon is always Din. But used in the right place, the din is the ultimate chesed. And with this bit of din, he brought din back to the world, and things came back to where they needed to be. And that's the ultimate rachmonus.